This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Joshua Alfredo Watts. Date of birth, March the 21st, 1986. Case ID number is 386-5898. Date of exam, October the 4th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical information available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Jessica Cabrera, dated 5/25/2022. And from Texas Tropical Behavior Health System, dated 5/25/22. Identifying information. This is a 36-year-old divorced male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of anxiety / depression / psychosis, comma, and gastritis. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2021, where he worked at Matt's Cash and Carry and was a loader for 3 months. He also has worked off and on in multiple warehouses seasonally for 2 years. During that time, he worked part-time, 5 days out of the week and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he is homeless and living in a shelter home, but sometimes he lives with his parents. The claimant was in special ed and did complete the 12th grade. He is presently not receiving disability benefits. Allegations, number one, anxiety / depression / psychosis, and number two, gastritis. History of allegations, number one, anxiety / depression / psychosis / schizophrenia. The claimant states that in 2000, he started to develop anxiety, comma, depression, comma, decreased energy, comma, tiredness, comma, crying spells, comma, anger episodes, comma, and irritability. He states he has no motivation and that his concentration is very poor. The claimant also claims to have had a sleep disorder, but denies any problems with his appetite. He has lost consciousness 3 times and states that at this present time he sees cartoons. The claimant was diagnosed with oppositional personality traits and paranoia. He has had 2 driving while intoxicated charges amounting to approximately 7 charges, including breaking and entering, possession of controlled substances, and a history of sexual molestation x2 as an adult. The claimant states that he does have suicidal ideation and did attempt to hang himself 2 times. The claimant has also been on multiple substance control drugs that he still hasn't been able to stop using at this time. His condition is being treated aggressively. However, he does not appear to be stable at this time. The claimant is on paliperidone ER 9 milligrams QD, buspirone 10 milligrams TID, Raylar 3 milligrams QD. As well as Remeron 15 milligrams QHS. The claimant also takes pantoprazole 40 milligrams QD for his gastritis. His condition is being treated, but is being guarded at this time. Allegation number two, gastritis. The claimant states that in 2021, he was having severe esophageal reflux disease with gastritis. He states the character of the pain was a gaseous, upsetting, nauseous pain that he had in his abdominal area with heartburn that did not radiate to any other place except his abdomen. He states he would have this discomfort for 24 hours, and it was something that he would have every other day. The associated symptoms include diarrhea times 6, melena, and sometimes hematemesis with weakness. He denies any constipation, nausea, or vomiting. The claimant denies any weight loss, but states that he is food intolerant to cheese and dairy products. He was diagnosed with bleeding ulcers and gastritis. He is presently on pantoprazole 40 milligrams QD, which appears to be helping him. Daily activities. The claimant states he sleeps, comma, watches TV, comma, does light housework, comma, goes to the grocery store, comma, cooks, comma, does the laundry, comma, and sometimes does the yard at his parents' house. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, climb one flight of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 20 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time, and his physician is Dr. Jessica Cabrera. He is presently on aspirin 200 milligrams BID, which does give him relief. He states the only other physical activity he does is walking in the park. Family history. The claimant was adopted and did not know his parents. Medications. Pantoprazole 40 milligrams QD, paliperidone ER 9 milligrams QD, buspirone 10 milligrams TID, Raylar 3 milligrams QD. Remeron 15 milligrams QHS. Medical problems. Priapism, comma, depression slash anxiety slash psychosis, comma, substance abuse, comma, gastritis with gastric ulcers, comma, gastroesophageal reflux disease, comma. Major surgeries, cholecystectomy in 2008. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any smoking. Alcohol. The claimant states that he would drink 24 packs of beer every day for 20 years. The claimant denies any delirium. He denies any seizures, but states he does have tremors and delirium tremors at this time. Substance abuse. The claimant states he's used marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, ethanol, phetamine, comma, peyote, comma, mushrooms, comma, ecstasy, comma, and states that he does not recall the last time he used these substances. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 97.3 Fahrenheit. Weight, 189 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 4 inches. BP, 135 over 72 mmHg. Heart rate, 97 beats per minute. Respiration, 16 respirations per minute. BMI, 33.4. General. This is a 36-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He appears also to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-N-T, the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision. OD uncorrected. The claimant is able to count fingers at 12 feet. Pinhole. The claimant is able to count fingers at 12 feet. Corrected. 20 over 15. OS. Uncorrected. The claimant is able to count fingers at 9 feet distance. Pinhole. The claimant is able to count fingers at 9 feet. Corrected. The claimant corrected vision is 20 over 40. Binocular uncorrected. The claimant is able to count fingers at 16 feet distance. Binocular corrected is 20 over 40. Could you please drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was somewhat distended and tight, and but non-tender. The claimant had increased bowel sounds with auscultation. No organ mingling or mass is appreciated on evaluation. The claimant appears to have a mild ascites noted with fluid retention of his abdomen, which might be coming from liver failure. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claim was alert and oriented times 3 and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was appropriate for the time. He did have clear thought processes and his memory was normal. Concentration was good and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. The claimant appears to be well controlled with his medication. Could you please drop down to functional capacity on the last page? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields, but does have some limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does appear to have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment secondary to psychological disorders. Probable diagnoses. Number 1, anxiety/depression/psychosis. Confirmed with physical examination and medical records. Appears to be well treated at this time. And the claimant appears to be doing fairly well with his medications. Allegation number 2, gastritis, dash being treated at this time and appears to be stable. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Joshua Alfredo Watts.